It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out on the Breaker Brunch, just classic rock 96.5. WCMF, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female
Doing
buddy?
Good, buddy.
What are you? Are you sick of our games now?
No,
you're
no.
Sick of
I didn't
our
know
reindeer?
What was
She's been sick of us for years.
I don't even hear it anymore.
It's 13 degrees right now, although it is a heat wave. Feels like six.
Wow.
I mean, it's a full 16 degrees warmer as far as feel, as opposed to this time yesterday. High of 20. By the way, there still is a lake effect snow warning issued. It's until 1 o'clock today. There was a little bit of snow this morning coming in. So
a little blown around.
Nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, as usual, just be careful out there and bundle up. Let's start today's show with a mistake.
Oh, okay.
Us showing up for work. No. there was a situation yesterday night that bled into this morning on East Ave at the 490 overpass.
What happened?
So that would be over near the record archive?
Yeah.
According to News 8, officers were called to the scene around 9:30 for reports of a truck that had struck the overpass.
Oh.
So it was a dump truck box truck. They hit the overpass, causing the truck to lift off its rear wheels and become wedged underneath 490.
Oh, my God. So they're stuck.
Yes, you got it.
I didn't realize that was a place where that was possible. Like, we've talked a lot about trucks getting stuck under bridges, but I thought that one was, like, too high for that to happen.
Apparently not. Now, it doesn't.
I wasn't thinking of a different spot.
Let me realize. So it says the driver had struck the overpass with a dump box of the truck, and it doesn't seem like it was up.
Yeah.
At least I don't see that here. Okay. The picture are kind of blurry. So here's where the story gets unique.
What happened?
The driver of the truck has been arrested.
Oh.
And if you follow these stories at all, normally it's just an accident.
Right.
They file a report, you
we
go home.
Talk about somebody getting taken out in cuffs.
The reason this man was arrested, police say the 26-year-old was charged with aggravated unlicensed operator in the third degree. He didn't have a license to drive that truck.
Oh.
Was he supposed to be driving the truck?
I'm going to guess if he didn't have a license. Well, I mean, what's supposed to be?
Well, I mean, like, was he hired to drive the truck and nobody checked?
Yeah, like he's doing his job.
Yeah. Like, was it his job or did he just take the truck?
I don't know what the answer to that is. It's not like he was charged with... So he was charged with unlicensed operator in the third degree and unlicensed operator operating out of class.
So he didn't have his truck driving license.
I mean, I guess, or whatever license it would take to drive this
truck.
It's
called an eastbound and down.
Kimmy doesn't get that.
We sing it all the time.
Long way to go. Short time to get there. He's not being charged.
Did that so you could sing the song.
Yeah, we kind of did. Yeah, it was fun. He's not being charged with stealing it or, like, what do they call that, where you borrow a car but you're not supposed to borrow the car. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no. I mean,
he just didn't have the right license.
I guess so, but I can't imagine.
He doesn't have a license for it, maybe.
At least for this truck.
Yeah.
If you, let's say you drive for a living and you, in your own personal free time, get, like, a DUI or something, or you get your license taken away for whatever reason, if you don't report that to your employer, I guess how would they know?
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
Or is there a way that they automatically find
out? I'm assuming they pull your license.
Well, I mean...
Your CDL license.
But if you're already an employee, like where they're not checking into you, would they automatically
be
informed?
Oh, you don't tell them.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume the state, if you drive for a living, is going to alert them. But, I mean, to her point, I mean, that would take so much work in a bureaucratic system that can be hard to keep track of stuff.
Mm.
I mean, maybe there's an additional charge if you don't report it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would say they would have to find a way to report it.
Because you've got to figure, like, that's happened before where somebody that drives for a living gets in trouble. And
I've never known truckers to really drink.
Well, here's the thing. I know you're making a joke. Long way to go. Short time to get there. But, I mean, the guys I know that do that stuff
for a living. Well, now, yeah. But back in the day.
They take it very seriously.
Yeah. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, like, I know guys that drive for a living that if they have to drive the next morning won't go out and have a beer the night
before. Like pilots.
Yeah. So,
in the old days, I think it was a little bit looser.
I love how you say, I think, what truck drivers you know dress the way you did?
I knew truckers.
Unless you were hanging out at truck stops around like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I used to stop in once in a while, see what the boys were doing.
Hey, boys. Lizard Tommy here.
Lizard Tommy.
Short way to go. Round my backside. Looking to get some cigarettes and a light. I guess what I'm trying to figure out. So, like, you know, you always want to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
Maybe this guy was unaware he didn't have the license for this type of truck.
Right.
Maybe something happened where the license lapsed, right? Because it would be ridiculous if a grown man, aware he was not legally allowed to drive this truck, drove it to a place where he wedged the truck underneath the
especially
bridge.
Especially in this kind of weather.
Right?
Yeah.
There would have to be another explanation. I'm also dying to know why a box dump truck would be on the road at 9:30 at night. Mm. What's it hauling? What are you carrying there, champ?
What you got there, son?
That's not like a salt truck, is it?
I don't know. I don't know what a box salt...
No, I never said... I just said salt after. Now you're getting confused.
Yeah. I don't know what a box dump truck
is. It's a dump truck with a box on the back.
Well, the dump truck just has like a dumper thing. Where's the box?
Okay, no, it's a box on the back that you move up and down.
Oh.
It's the dump truck.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's... just call it a dump truck.
Well, it says in the story, box dump truck, because if I don't say it, we're going to have trucker. We get a lot of truckers listening to the show. But that's not the story. It's the one...
What's that? You're getting mad at me. I just asked a question.
No, I mean, it's what a dump truck looks like, but now you got me mad.
Well, why don't they just call it a dump truck?
Oh, you ever watch Hoarders?
No.
God.
No, because I have Netflix, man. I'm not 70 years old and in a nursing home.
First of all, Hoarders, great show. Great show. Really makes you feel better about your own home.
All right.
Unless your home starts to
clutter makes me nervous.
Are you? You're okay. Such a bitch.
So I did say, I Googled dump truck versus box truck. Box trucks are used for transporting goods and materials in an enclosed space, while dump trucks are used for transporting loose materials.
Okay, but it says box dump truck.
Oh, box dump truck.
Okay, hold on.
It's a combo plate.
Hold on.
It can cover or uncover. It's got like a dome on it.
Hold on.
It's like Sky Dome.
Sky Dome. Community doesn't know what that is. It's called Rogers Center now. I don't even think it's called that anymore.
Yeah, probably not.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this 26-year-old man. He was arrested after police say he hit the East Ave overpass, East Ave 490 overpass, around 9:30 last night. A dump box of the truck.
Got stuck?
Got stuck underneath the bridge. It caused the truck to lift off its rear wheels and become wedged. He was arrested because, according to police, he was didn't have a license to operate.
Not a commercial trucker license.
I don't know. He may have had a trucking license, just not a license for this specific truck.
Oh, I thought a CDL license just covered all sorts of trucking.
You think
open road, short haul, long haul.
Long way to go.
Open road.
Bro, I don't know what the thing is, but you just keep saying I think, and every time
moving on.
Shut up. Every time you say I think, you're wrong. And you have no experience in this world.
But they're not saying the dumper was up.
No. Oh. It looks like the dumper was down.
Down dumper. It was in down dumper mode.
Downward dumper. Which is one of my favorite yoga poses. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Maybe there are some folks that can help us here.
All right. Some actual truckers.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, you a trucker?
I used to be. I made CDL for a while.
Okay. All right. So help us out here. What are we getting wrong?
So he most likely didn't have a license for that truck because you kind of know. And I also...
But Steve, hold on. I just heard in the break room, once you get a CDL from a very smart man, you can drive any truck you want in the whole world. You can fly a plane if you want to.
No kidding.
Well, yeah, if you want to, why not?
Okay. But you were saying...
So I had a DWAI about 10 years ago, and... They take your license in 2 weeks, so you got to tell your company. If not, it's all on you. But they do a yearly background check, or more or less, or DMV check.
Okay.
So then they'll find out at that point.
All right, let me ask you, Steve. So you got a DWAI, driving while ability impaired. How long do you have your CDL taken away when you get something like that?
I lost that for a year from the conviction date, so I actually lost it like 18 months.
All right, so did you ever get back into trucking, or was that what ended it for you?
No, I got back in the truck after that.
All right.
Yep.
You being a little more responsible now, Steve?
Slightly.
All right, attaboy. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay.
All right. So,
got conflicting reports then, because he said you have to self-report it, and somebody else called in and said it's immediately, within 48 hours, reported to your employer.
But how would the state know where you work?
That's a good question.
You know what I mean?
I guess you had to.
Well, is it
they ask you. Because you show them your license, they go, where you work?
Nowhere.
International trucker company? Box trucker?
Long way to go, LLC. Short time to get there, INC. So it does seem then, based on the tiny bit of information we got from Steve when he was trying to make a joke, that different trucks need different licenses.
Okay.
That you don't have one CDL license that covers all trucks, which, by the way, makes perfect sense. They're different ways. You operate these things in different ways.
Yeah, but I figured, you know, how big a trucks only get so big.
What is, do you mean like ones that get wedged underneath
overpasses? Yeah, like your 18-wheeler. That's your biggest truck.
Shut up.
That's the mother trucker.
No, is there anything bigger than an 18-wheeler?
No.
There's not a 24-wheeler? You sure?
I never heard of one.
I don't know. Are you sure? You ever seen one? Truchosaurus? Well, how big is that one?
Truchosaurus was huge.
252-WCFM. Let's talk to Eric, big Truchosaurus fan. Hey, Eric, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What do you got?
Okay. Driving a dump truck is a Class B CDL. Tractor trailers are Class A.
All right.
So, and if he lost his license, now there's a rule. If you did a DWI, you lose that CDL for life. You don't ever get it.
No kidding.
Wait, so he's out?
Oh, that makes sense. Why? Yeah. Well, no, hold on. He said if he got a DWI. We don't know if the guy had a DWI. We're just figuring out why someone would be driving without a license right now. There's nothing that says that. All right, so, I mean, that makes sense then, Eric, why all the guys I know, as opposed to the guys Tommy know, don't even come near alcohol when they got to drive the next day.
Yeah, that's right, because the DWI law for CDL license is .04.
Oh, wait, it's even, holy crap.
.0?
Is that on the job, or is that?
I know for experience.
All right, Eric, is that .04, is that only on the job, or is that when you're driving your regular car, too?
Driving your regular car, because now you have one license.
Holy crap.
So it's .04?
One half of what the legal limit is, so that's one drink.
Yeah. Basically, no, it's a half a beer.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're a lightweight, but
are you
supposed
to get into fights at night?
Eric, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep.
All right, take care. Damn.
Bam. Half a beer a night.
Okay, .04 is not half a beer.
That's what he just said.
No, I know it's what he said. Bro, one beer does not get you to .08.
Yeah, I thought like .08 was like usually on average like two drinks.
Now,
like,
don't get me wrong. You want to go half a beer.
Yeah.
It's always better to err on the side of caution here.
Sorry.
Fine, but like, wow. Wow.
So, no fun. No fun in trucking.
But here's the thing, man. I mean, I'm kind of fine with that. You know, you got
kind of takes the romance out of being like a long distance trucker.
Drunk driving, you mean? The romance of drunk driving.
Drunk trucking.
No.
Don't do
that. Big difference.
I mean, bro, think about how uncomfortable you are passing an 18-wheeler on 90.
Yeah.
Because that's not fun. Like, when you got to get past them and like that wind's whipping a little bit.
Yeah,
and like those are professionals straight doing their job. Mm-hmm. You throw any alcohol. I mean, I get it.
But I remember going to truck stops when we were on the road. And they used to sell, I wouldn't say they were barbiturates, but they were close to it. So there were those little white pills they'd sell to keep you going at night.
Sure.
And they used to just call them the little white pills. But those were kind of like uppers to keep you going all night.
Well, alcohol is a downer.
Right. But they were selling you like over-the-counter, they used to call them pit pills.
I
keep you going.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, we know all the kind of weird stuff they sell at gas stations. I don't know if that stopped.
I'm hoping it did.
Bro, walk into a 7-Eleven. You can buy your penis. It's called Stinger. Take it. It'll make your penis feel good. Why they would call a sex pill Stinger is beyond me. Sounds like chlamydia. Yeah. But go on. I'm sorry.
No, but think of those guys out on the road that have been up for like 18 hours not drinking.
Sure.
But have been just popping little white pills all day.
But I don't know if that's even possible anymore based on like...
I'm hoping it's not.
I thought they mandated like rest stops where you had to like chart where you were and check in with people and things like that. But I'm just going based on what the law is. I don't know if it's actually put into practice. Mm. Look, man, I will say this. What we got to witness in truck stops overnight across the South and the Midwest, I think every American should have the opportunity to witness once or twice.
It's a different world.
100%. Like... a world that you cannot imagine exists.
And I'm guessing it doesn't exist anymore.
Ah!
At least to the way it was years ago when it was pretty much wide open. No cameras, nothing going on.
I mean, but do people care?
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I as long as I'm not going to lose whatever license. Like, I'm just talking about the stuff that was going on inside those gas stations.
And on the lots.
I mean, hell, I told you, they would sell those straw dolls.
Oh, yes.
That they would just cut holes in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't even sound comfortable.
No.
You got to take a stinger. Big event coming to our area.
Really?
Like an event that is, it's shocking it's this big.
Really?
Because there are folks coming from all over the country,
wow.
And it's a massive venue to hold it. And here's the
thing.
Big
concert?
No.
We're going to rock out?
No. I mean, they may rock out doing this.
Oh.
We're not here to take away anyone's joy. It's just.
Speak for yourself, buddy.
Okay. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Rochester is getting their second annual Genesee Cat Fanciers Cat Show. So it's March 1st through 2nd. 2 days of cats.
Pussy Cat Town.
2 days of cats town.
Damn.
And this is a big deal. They are having it at the Dome Arena in Henrietta.
All right.
That is a big ass cat
venue.
They're
expecting a lot of people.
I mean, Kimmy, it's a huge place.
Yeah. So what do you see when you go to the cat convention?
Okay, well, story on News 8 talks about how it attracts cats and cat owners from
and
across
enthusiasts.
From across the country. At its base, it is a cat competition.
Oh.
Some pussy is walking out of there as the top cat in America.
Damn.
So it's like a dog show, but a cat show?
I guess,
kind of thing?
But...
Like, do they parade them around?
I don't know. Can you parade cats?
I don't know.
Because I've heard herding cats is tough.
Mm.
So, like, I don't... But it seems like it's an all-encompassing cat weekend.
So like, there's, like, it's a talent show,
well,
basically.
I don't know if it's a talent
show.
Yeah,
it's just everything cats, probably. Everything's cat-themed.
Would you call the Westminster Dog Show a dog talent show?
Well, yeah, but you show off its skills and talent.
And the bathing suit competition?
That gets a little creepy.
The Basset Hound, his balls are slightly out of his bathing suit. No, so it sounds like whatever it is, like there will be competitions, there's going to be like vendors.
Keep you entertained.
Yeah, just a whole bunch of cat stuff all weekend. There are also going to be appearances by some famous cats.
Oh
really?
Like
Felix?
Cats that are in movies?
No, so they are described as internet famous cats known as the Pet Me Cats that will be appearing at the Cat Fanciers Cat Show.
So you can
show.
Meet that cat.
Those cats is What are the Pet Me Cats?
It must be something that comes up on some cat enthusiasts.
What about
algorithm?
The one that plays the piano I see all the time?
I think that cat's dead.
Dying.
You know, the only famous cat I'm thinking of, and that cat might not be here anymore either, is that grumpy cat. That cat?
Yeah, that grumpy cat. He looked like that because he had some terrible
What about
terrible
smelly
disease.
Cat?
Okay, Kimmy doesn't get that.
I get smelly.
You were like 4 when that show was on.
There's reruns. And that was a hell of a cat. It had its own tune.
It went to like the 2000s.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Getting back to the cat show and away from Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah.
I know that we in the break room are not a cat show.
No.
So this is weird to us. And I don't want
to... Well, we don't love anything. So all this kind of stuff is weird to us.
Fair enough.
I mean, I just can't imagine that crowd. It's got to be 70-year-old women all driving hybrid cars. That's all it is. There's no. You think there's a dude there?
Because if you're talking viral cats, that's going to draw a younger crowd.
Did
than you think.
Hear what you just said, you old woman?
No.
Guys,
viral cats.
Guys, we're talking viral cats here.
Like TikTok
they
cats.
Draw big.
TikTok cats.
I just
are going to be younger
short,
people.
Short, squatty old women in comfortable shoes.
Bro, I didn't want to have to do this. You dress your dog up in a bow tie and enter him into
one
a
time.
No,
one
I'm
time.
Just saying.
And you said I look like a 70-year-old woman anyway.
You can't dress your dog up. For a Halloween contest to criticize
but
people who go to
cute.
A cat show. Okay, like I said, we're a dog show.
I
don't want to take away anyone's joy.
Right.
I get it, right? What doesn't make sense to me.
What's that?
Okay, because I get if you owned a cat that was expensive or you thought was unique, you would take it down to this competition. Mm-hmm. I also understand that there are people who dedicate their lives to cats and they travel with their cat and whatever, and you're going to come to this competition. What I can't wrap my head around.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. If you don't have a cat in the competition, you're going to spend your Saturday or Sunday walking around looking at other people's cats.
Yes.
Because
you're just a spectator.
A cat observer.
Yeah. You ain't got a paw in the game.
Because the fact that they're having it at such a large venue indicates to me they're expecting non-participating cat people coming in and checking out the cats. All right. Because you guys are dog lovers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go walk around the Dome Arena to look at other dogs?
No.
Kimmy?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think I would.
That's what I can't figure out.
So you think there's certain people there in the crowd, just the spectators, they don't even own a cat?
No, I think they're cat owners. They just see other cats.
They just want to go watch other cats.
Well, they're inspired by cat breeds and stuff, right?
Like, check out the cat scene. Right.
Yeah.
You're an enthusiast.
Well, like, let me put it this way.
You don't have a competitor.
Folks like this take their pets very seriously.
Oh, sure.
And I know from experience, because I have my Basset Hound Biscuit, and like 8 years ago, they had a Basset Hound Festival at the Dome Arena.
Right.
And my wife was out of town doing a work thing, and my kids were little, so I thought it would be a fun family daddy-daughter
thing.
Yeah.
So see all the Basset Hounds.
So we loaded up Biscuit, because it was like, bring your Basset Hound.
Yeah,
right? And we took him down for some quality Basset
He's going to love this.
How'd it go?
It was the biggest mistake of my life.
He doesn't get along with other dogs, right?
Well, so that's just it. Fun fact, no Basset Hound, it seems, gets along with any other Basset Hound.
Oh, so they hate each other.
They were all fighting with each other.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Second, bro, the people at this place were weird.
Well, it's a subculture.
Tommy, they were serious Basset Hound people
yeah.
from all over America. And the entire
Which always amazes me.
What do you mean?
Like you traveled that far.
Yeah, they had like RVs and stuff.
Yeah.
Like they had like setups.
They're roadies.
Yes, yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Like they had like full setups with like tables and tents and stuff. Like this is what they did on their weekends. They traveled
this is their life.
From Bassett Hound Show to Bassett Hound Show. But there was this strange tension in the air the entire time I was there.
Because of the competition?
I don't know if it was the competition. I don't know if it's because everyone knew their dogs didn't like each other. I don't know if there was some kind of Bassett jealousy. And then...
It sounds like an Italian Thanksgiving.
A lot of judgment.
Yes.
Yes, there was.
The tension.
The other strange thing is there was like a little shopping area.
Oh, well, you could score like pet supplies?
Bassett Hound themed stuff. Oh. So like they had art they were selling. Bassett Hound themed art. And a lot of it was weird as hell. Like there was one I will never forget. It's a soldier with his helmet off, kneeling at a cross.
Right, like a memorial?
With a Basset Hound behind him.
Oh, because the Basset Hound was also in combat?
I didn't understand what was happening.
Okay.
There was another one. It was Jesus, right? And it was like the standard, like clouds in the background, saint thing around
Basset
his head.
Hound Jesus. Mm.
He's got his arms out, and underneath his arms are two Basset Hounds.
Oh, okay. Like a blessed him.
Or like somebody that lost their pet, you'd buy that
for. Well, the pet's in heaven, or my dog's been blessed.
I guess, but like, Kimmy, the dogs, Basset Hounds, they very all look specific. Different, right? Yeah. So like, unless you painted that specifically from my Basset Hound in heaven.
So doesn't the Catholic Church do the blessing of the pets? You can bring your, like once a year, you can bring your pets to the church.
Most Christian churches will do the blessing of the pets.
So I told you, my sister, who was a born-again Christian, when she got baptized, they also, her dog Becky also got
threw
baptized.
The dog in there too?
Well, yeah. She you could bring something else.
Okay.
Like your children. And if you don't care if your children get into heaven, screw them and take your dog.
Can I ask a quick sidebar question? Because, you know.
And they dunk the dog in the ocean.
I went to Catholic school. Yeah. Right, so I got a little theology background here. You know, when you get baptized, you're like accepting Christ into your life, right? The dog can't do that.
Well, we don't really know.
No, like I get the blessing of the pet.
Yeah. But
the baptizing.
Becky accepted Christ as her personal savior.
But like human Christ? Is there a dog? Is there a dog Jesus?
I hope not.
And like, here's the other thing. I
feel bad for that dog.
I saw in a documentary that all dogs go to heaven, so that's not even necessary.
Yeah, like it was grandfathered in. Yeah. Just going.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the Genesee Cat Fancier's annual cat show. It's the second one, I believe. It's March 1st and 2nd. 2 days of cats. Going to be at the Dome Arena in Henrietta, which is a big venue. There's going to be like a cat competition. All kinds of other cat things going on.
I was just thinking, because you were talking about your experience with dog people and how I didn't really interact much.
Basset Hound.
Basset Hound.
Okay, I don't know if that's a specific weird subgenre of dog owners.
But I guess I just assumed at the cat fancy convention that most cat people get along because they all like the same thing. But maybe now that I'm thinking about it.
Because they're all lonely.
Well, but maybe now that I'm thinking about it, it's more competitive than we think. Oh. Or maybe it's not like all cat people are besties like I want a picture in my mind.
Well, I
had it more very communal. Like
so did
all...
I, but maybe it's not like that.
Well, that's what I thought the Basset Show was going to be like, and it was the opposite of that. Bless you.
Because, I mean, pet owners in general, like everybody has a different level or different idea of what that looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's the same with cats.
No,
pretty
but I mean,
competitive.
To your point, I think this could be one of those events where even if you are into cats, and we know that cats have become very popular, there are restaurants and coffee shops in this area that have become wildly popular that you can go and drink coffee with cats, and they pay to just sit with cats all the time. You could walk into this event and realize you are not the cat person you thought you were before you walked in. Right? Where it's like one of those things where
you
I like
the
this.
Extreme.
Yes, but I hate the people that really get into this. Could this be a place to meet women?
I don't know why you would.
Well, no, I mean, Kimmy, you have single friends that are cat owners, right?
Yeah, I don't know any that are that it's this much a part of their lives.
Oh, if you're at that level of cat owner, like you're going to things like this, I don't think it's a great place to meet women unless you want to rip them off.
Okay.
Then I think it's a field day.
You're going to run a pyramid scheme with a cat contest?
Easy.
Okay.
All you got to do is set up a folding table and they'll stuff your money. They'll take their money and stuff it in your pockets.
All right. Here's a question.
Right. Yeah.
You got three competitions.
Right.
You have to go to meet women at one of them.
All right.
Basset Hound Show, Cat Show, Horse Contest. Where are you going to meet a single woman?
Well, I know which one you should say.
Yeah. horse.
Okay, horse women are the craziest of women.
No, why?
Like, it's not even a question.
They're all rich.
Horse women are rich. Insane. And I love all of you, but you know, you horse right. ladies.
Well, it's pretty unique, yep. too. I mean,
Pat
there are.
Says you are insane.
No, not your wife. She's one of the good ones.
No, I would definitely go horse because that's money.
I think like cat, dog, you have a little bit of an idea or you could be close to one of those two things. But if you didn't grow up around horses, you have no idea what that community mm-hmm. is until you jump in.
I kind of talked to one horse girl when I was in high school and I was introduced to the world of horse girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I will never go near a horse girl again.
It's intense.
Why?
Oh, my God. Oh, my
it's a
God.
Commitment.
She also always smelled like a horse.
She buck you?
Yeah, I got bucked.
That can hurt.
Look, man, she looked great in them jeans, but...
Oh, wait, did she wear riding pants?
No. I mean, she's...
Well, right.
No, I'm just saying, like, Kimmy, it was the early 2000s. You remember what the jeans were like for those girls back then?
Oh, the low ride?
Oh, ho, ho, ho. I don't know how you weren't seeing ass crack when you were riding that horse. She ran calling ass crack.
Kimmy does not get that right.
She should not.
Yeah.
We're not criminal masterminds.
No.
And getting away with something illegal is way harder than we all like to think.
Yeah.
Still, every once in a while, it is kind of nice to see a story where you know you are smarter than the person allegedly breaking the law. Because if these allegations here are true,
yeah.
either this person behind the counter would be well aware that you're running a scam on them,
mm-hmm.
or they would call the police thinking you yourself had unknowingly become the victim of a scam.
For you, the victim.
You all got right. it.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rutch, just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Hey, buddy.
This story comes to us from Waterloo, and it starts at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities say two men, 24 and 28 years old, entered the Speedway out that way, and they made a few purchases. They bought $11,500 in gift cards from the gas station.
Oh, wow, they're really loading up.
Let me say that again.
Yes. I didn't think they had that much on hand.
Two men... in their 20s, bought over $11,000 in gift cards from a gas station. And I want to be clear, I'm assuming they went to that rack of gift cards.
Yeah, you would have to, right?
Yeah, you know what, with all the
different ones. They just take the rack?
Yeah. Okay. Quick sidebar. Could you imagine you going in to get like a pack of smokes or just a, like
a behind
Diet
Coke? These guys?
You're stuck behind someone buying $11,000 worth of gift cards.
Yeah, because they got to activate each individual card.
You got it.
Like, scan it all.
You thought the guy doing quick pick was a pain in the ass?
No kidding.
All right, so authorities say these men made the purchase and they left the store.
But so they pulled this off.
They got kind of. They made the purchase and they left the store. But obviously something was off.
Yeah.
Like when the pair allegedly paid for $11,500 in gift cards from a gas station.
Yeah.
Someone from the store, it seems, called the police, and they gave authorities description of these suspects and their vehicle.
Yeah.
A few hours later, authorities located them on 5 and 20, arrested them. Turns out, according to police, the pair were using a fake debit card.
That's what I was just going to ask. How are they paying for it?
That's it. Fake debit card. And in using the fake debit card to buy $11,500 worth of gift cards from a gas station, they committed felony grand larceny. Not only that, one of the men in the car also had active warrants for his arrest in the states of Ohio, Missouri, and Pennsylvania.
Come on.
Okay. What a stretch.
So, yeah, it's a lot of bad things happening for these guys here. But I think the big question with this story.
What up?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How could you be so stupid? You didn't think buying $11,500 worth of gift cards from a gas station in Waterloo, that wasn't going to raise any red flags.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Got to space it out a little bit.
Like, the only
even $1,000 in gift cards.
Thank you.
Suspicious.
From a gas station.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
From a gas station. Like, the only dumber thing you could have yelled was, this is a fake debit card while you were buying $11,000 worth of gift cards. And it's hard to believe, to your point earlier, Tommy, they even let this happen at the store in the first place.
Yeah, you think there'd be a limit on how much you can purchase at a gas station.
Yes, yes.
I would like that entire rack, please.
Thank you. Right? Like,
I got a lot of gifts this year.
Think about the most money you've ever had to spend at one time in a place you shouldn't have been spending it. What I mean by that is, Tommy, there are certain like once-in-a-lifetime bills where you'll need to go get like a money order for thousands of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And, like, walking up to the service counter at Wegmans, it feels like an interrogation when you hand them, you know, $3,000, $5,000, $7,000.
Yeah, it's very off-putting.
But you're doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But you still feel that guilt. How would you have the confidence with a fake debit card to walk into a Waterloo gas station and buy $11,500 worth of gift cards. Doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
I almost admire the balls on these guys, yeah. Right? Because here's the thing. If they didn't get a description of the car, they probably would have gotten away with it.
Yeah, I guess so, right? Because how would you go? Because they have no real ID on you.
And you got the gift cards. You got the hell out of there.
Right.
Right?
And there's no description on those cards.
No. But what makes the story even more interesting.
What is that?
No matter how this story went down, someone was getting a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the person behind the counter of the gas station didn't suspect there was a crime being committed upon them,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
they may have suspected that these two men were the victims of a crime.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking initially, too. Like, did somebody, you know, is this one of those situations where they think somebody's family member is being held hostage and they have to pay them in gift cards or, you know, something along yeah. those lines? Because
that's scam.
Really yeah. the only time you see somebody making an outstanding purchase when it comes to gift cards.
Okay, so, yeah, you know, the tax IRS reads out to you. You are $10,000 over in your taxes, and we need Best Buy gift cards to make you.
Which is why I would think that it would, to your point, be an automatic red flag for somebody to report, because whether they're stealing or they're a victim of the scam, you should say something.
I mean, stores have started taking this way more seriously. In fact, if you walk into places like Target or Best Buy, they now have signs at the checkout that say if you're buying more than X amount in gift cards, you are the victim of a scam, or maybe the victim of a scam, and you need to talk to a manager.
Oh.
So, like, they put some.
So they stop you right there.
The signs are there alerting
hey,
you.
Hey, sucker.
Yes, exactly.
Come over here.
Yes.
It's a sucker alert.
But these suspects, if the allegations are true, committed a crime that was somehow suspicious on two levels.
Yeah. It worked on both ends.
Why?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you spread it out? Why would you not?
I wonder, like, there had to be some. He's not like when you go in there, and that transaction had to take a while.
Yeah.
There would have to have been some conversation between you and the cashier, right? I would love to know what that conversation was. Because, like, you're doing this and doing this and doing this, and nothing came up.
Do you also plan on using those gift cards, or do you sell the gift
cards? Okay, I want to put a pin in that.
Because
like, what are you boys
that
buying?
May not be very useful.
Well, let's put a pin in that, because I do want to talk about that. But back to what you brought up here. Again, 252 WCMF, we're talking about these two men, 24, and they were both in their 20s. Mm. They were arrested after police say they went out to a gas station, a Speedway in Waterloo, and purchased $11,500 in gift cards with a fake debit card. The person behind the counter got a description of their car. Police pulled them over on 5 and 20, arrested them. One of the men had warrants out in three other states. They are in serious trouble, felony grand larceny. Like, you're right, because the person behind the counter is going to be like, wow, a lot of gift cards.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to do this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, what else do you say?
Man.
What?
So who's got your kid?
What?
Yeah, who abducted your relative?
No, because, like, you're right. How could you, like, what, if I, someone's going to ask, what are all the gift cards for?
That's a lot of gift cards. Boys got a lot of friends, huh?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little improv.
Right.
I'm going to be the Speedway worker, and you be the guy buying $11,500 worth of gift cards from the Speedway. You ready?
Yeah.
What are all the gift cards for?
Oh, I'm a very generous person, sir.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, like, the age doesn't line up either, because, like, here's the thing. If this was, like, a 60-year-old grandma...
Yeah, that would make sense.
But
She's getting scammed.
If she wasn't being scammed, I could see, like, oh, I'm buying these to take them down to, like, the shelter for families.
Okay. Right.
So they can go, like, okay, I guess, all right.
Charity.
Fine, maybe.
Yeah, I guess I could have said that they were, like, a religious organization, and we're going to go down to Haiti and spread them out.
Why would you take gift cards to Haiti?
They got businesses.
How?
They take gift cards.
You think that there's gift cards?
They got businesses.
No, I just think to walk through this with
me. Right. I'm going down to Haiti. I'm taking these all down to Haiti.
No.
And
listen to me.
I'm going
to
hand it out
to
Haitian people that don't have any money.
You think that the Speedway in Waterloo has gift cards for businesses that would also exist in Haiti?
Yeah, because they're not Speedway gift cards. I'm guessing they're just standard gift cards.
What?
Standard Speedway. Yeah, they probably got Speedway.
No, I'm not. It's not. I'm guessing it's not Speedway.
How do you gas up them mopeds?
They weren't. I'm guessing they weren't Speedway gift cards.
Yeah, they're like your standard American.
Okay, so name me a single American business that if I lived in Haiti, I could use a gift card.
There are many major corporations that do business in Haiti.
Give me an example.
The fine people at the Coca-Cola Corporation.
You got a Coca-Cola gift card.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a Coca-Cola gift card?
But you got to buy a Coke. How do you buy a Coke down in Haiti? Let's say you and I go to Haiti.
Why? How would you buy a Coca-Cola gift card, you idiot?
No, I'm saying I would use a gift card to buy Coca-Cola. They said they have businesses down there.
What are you not connecting?
No, what are you not? They have businesses, and you can buy things in Haiti. So if they had a gift card, I'm trying to help these poor people out because they have no Coca-Cola. They have Coke, but they can't afford it.
All right, let's go back to Kimmy's question.
I'm also going to go to Guatemala.
You've somehow twisted my brain where maybe you're right.
No, I know. It doesn't make any sense. Like, if I buy a Best Buy gift card and bring it to Haiti, you know what it is? It's a piece of plastic.
Yeah, but they probably got bedding and stuff they need to down there.
Best Buy.
Oh, I thought you Bed Bath & Beyond.
Why would you bet at Bed? Oh, bedding? Yeah. They won't have Bed Bath & Beyond in Haiti.
They probably got one store.
We don't have
at
one.
At the mall.
They closed all the Haitian mall.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Next to the Cinnabon?
You don't think they got Cinnabon?
You don't think
they got a regular mall?
Oh, wait, let me put it this way. Right. We don't have a Cinnabon in Rochester. If Haiti has a Cinnabon, I'm going to be upset. Why do they get a Cinnabon when we don't get a Cinnabon?
They love their cinnamon.
Oh, my God. 252.
It is the island of spices.
Shut up. Yeah, that would be a slap in their face. Look what we've done with your beautiful spices. We put it in a Cinnabon. Now, here's your Best Buy gift card you can't use. Yamora.
Coca-Cola?
Shut up. Kimmy, you asked a very valid question.
What was
that? The first thing that popped into my head.
What?
When it comes to the $11,500 in what we're assuming are different kind of gift cards. Because you'll see them, you know, some will be Best Buy. Some will be like, you know, movie gift cards.
Yeah.
Do they end up using those gift cards? Or do they try to flip them for cash when it's all said and done?
Oh.
That's what I'm wondering, because some of those gift cards are very specific. Like, some of it's for, like, Xbox games and things like that. So I can't imagine that you're using all of those. I mean, certain restaurants or something. Are you just planning on using them, or are you going to sell? I would imagine you're selling them.
I'm guessing they just grabbed all the general ones, MasterCard and Visa.
Oh, you're talking about the cash ones?
Yeah. But that would make the most sense because that's the easiest to use because it's universal.
Limited. I mean, don't forget they stole $11,000.
And I thought you had to give personal information when you put like cash on those like little credit and like the actual like credit cards.
Oh.
I thought when you bought, the reason they wanted like Best Buy and Target and stuff like that is they just give you the card without any personal information.
Oh, all right.
And like, do you go buy a bunch of stuff at Target and Best Buy?
Then you try to sell that.
But that's another step. I mean, you could also just try and sell the gift cards, but where do you sell the gift cards? Mm. And why would somebody pay straight cash for a gift card?
Unless it's a discount. Yeah.
Discounted gift card, but then it's obviously
then it's
scam.
I'd be worried.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
My son lives in North Carolina, and he had his credit card number stolen, and somebody bought over $1,600 worth of gift cards to Five Guys.
Oh, wow.
So specific.
Wait, they got Five Guys in Haiti?
Shut up! All right, but Brian... Here's the thing, $1,500 to Five Guys, that's only like 7 burgers and fries.
Right. But when my son, you know, found out, he went there, yeah, we didn't think there was anything wrong.
All right, but then you found out there was.
Yes. There was $1,600 at Five Guys and then like $2,000 at Best Buy. What they do is they either sell the cards or they buy merchandise and return it.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Okay.
How do you return a cheeseburger, though, Brian?
Bring a bucket?
It's very messy.
Especially at a place like Haiti where it's going to...
You got to go to Tommy's Little Kiosk and there's a whole process.
You're fighting it, Brian, but good try. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There he was trying so hard.
There he was.
God bless Brian. Let's take a break.
All right.